All right, welcome back, everyone. We're diving into a fascinating legal case today. It's a Texas Supreme Court decision, Kmart Corp v. Sanderson, and it really digs into those tricky boundaries around legal discovery, you know, figuring out how to make sure everyone gets the information they need for a case, but also preventing things from turning into a free-for-all where people just demand everything under the sun.
Absolutely. It's all about striking that balance, right? And this case is a perfect example of what can happen when you push those boundaries too far.
Yeah.
You know, it really highlights how the courts step in to make sure things stay fair. It's a must know, especially if you're ever going to be dealing with litigation.
So to paint the picture for you, this case stems from a truly awful situation, a really tragic incident. Back in 1997, Stacy Thompson was abducted and raped in a Kmart parking lot in Lufkin, Texas. Sadly, this led her to file a lawsuit against Kmart and Weingarten Realty, who owned the property. Her claim was that they were negligent in providing adequate security, and that's what ultimately led to this horrible event.
And one thing that's interesting right off the bat is that Mrs. Thompson actually filed her lawsuit in Jefferson County, even though the incident took place in Angelina County, where she lived. This little detail gives you a peek into the kinds of strategic decisions that lawyers make, even in the very early stages of a case. Sometimes, where you file a lawsuit can be just as important as what's in the lawsuit itself.
It's like a legal chess game, right? But for us today, the really compelling part of this case is what happened next during the discovery phase. So this is where Thompson's legal team started requesting a ton of information from Kmart. I mean, we're talking about a vast number of documents and a whole bunch of written questions known as interrogatories, and some of these requests were incredibly broad.
Yeah, this is where things got a bit heated. See, it's perfectly normal for both sides in a lawsuit to ask each other for information, you know, to build their case. But figuring out how much information is too much, well, that's often a major source of disagreement. And in Kmart v. Sanderson, the sheer volume of what Thompson's lawyers were demanding became a huge sticking point, so much so that it ended up in front of the Texas Supreme Court.
So let's break it down for everyone listening so they can really get a sense of what Kmart was up against here. On the document front, Thompson's attorneys requested practically everything relating to the allegations or reflecting the incident. Now, you might think, well, that sounds reasonable enough, right? But there was a really important piece missing from that request, wasn't there?
Exactly right. That request didn't say anything about excluding attorney work product. And that's a crucial legal protection, something everyone should be aware of. Basically, work product covers all the things lawyers prepare in anticipation of a lawsuit. You know, think interview notes, strategy memos, anything like that. Texas law and many other states have pretty strong protections for this kind of stuff. You know, it ensures that lawyers can do their jobs effectively without having to constantly worry about the other side seeing their work.
Okay, so that's one point of conflict, but it seems like the interrogatories, those written questions, were the ones that really threw up the biggest red flags, and they played a major role in the Supreme Court's decision. What exactly were they asking Kmart that caused so much concern?
Well, they were asking for a lot. For instance, one question wanted Kmart to detail every single crime that happened at that specific Kmart store in Lufkin for the past 7 years. Another one demanded a list of all criminal activities that resulted in physical injury due to inadequate security at any Kmart or Weingarten property across the whole state of Texas. And maybe the most extreme one, they wanted all the details of any abduction and rape that happened at any Kmart owned by Weingarten nationwide going back 10 years.
Wow, when you put it like that, it really hits you how unbelievably broad these requests were. No wonder Kmart objected so strongly. In fact, they used a term that we hear sometimes, but it's worth explaining. They called it a fishing expedition. So for those who aren't familiar with legal jargon, what does that actually mean?
Good point. So a fishing expedition in this context basically means you're using these super broad, unfocused requests to try and dig up anything that could potentially be bad, even if you don't have a real reason to think it exists or that it's relevant to the actual case. It's like throwing out a giant net and hoping to snag something rather than aiming for specific information that directly relates to the claims in the lawsuit.
Kmart was basically saying, hold on a minute. You're asking us to go way beyond this one awful incident in Lufkin. This is a ridiculous amount of work, and most of it probably has absolutely nothing to do with what happened to Ms. Thompson. And this really brings us to the heart of the legal battle, the question of whether these requests were overly broad and if they would create an unreasonable burden.
Right. Kmart's main argument had two parts. First, they said the requests were simply overly broad, meaning they weren't focused enough on the specific legal issues in the case. They were asking for mountains of information that was almost certainly irrelevant. And second, they argued that complying with these requests would be an undue burden. Think about it. They'd have to spend tons of time, resources, and staff to go through years of records for every single Kmart and Weingarten property in Texas, even nationwide, just to find every crime that ever happened. It would be a gargantuan task.
Now let's zoom in on those two points for a second. For the document request, the attorney work product issue seems fairly straightforward. Texas law protects that stuff for a reason. It's about making sure everyone gets proper legal representation. So it makes sense that those materials should have been off limits unless there was a really compelling reason to disclose them, and it doesn't sound like there was one here.
Yeah, the work product protection is super important. It lets lawyers investigate and plan their strategy without worrying that everything they do will be immediately shared with the other side. To get around that protection, the person asking for the information usually has to prove they absolutely need it and that they can't get it any other way. That's a high bar, and it just wasn't met in this case.
Now, let's talk about those broad interrogatories. Why did the Texas Supreme Court agree that they were out of line? You mentioned the scope, statewide for 7 years and nationwide for 10, but what was the legal logic behind their decision?
It all comes down to relevance. The rules of discovery allow for a pretty wide range of inquiry, sure. They want to make sure people can find evidence that might be admissible in court, even if it's indirect. But there are limits. The court pointed out that there wasn't a strong connection between all the sweeping information they were asking for and the actual incident in Lufkin. As the court put it, the chance that a rape in Amarillo in 1989 would have anything to do with an abduction in Lufkin in 1997 was, and I quote, minuscule.
That makes sense. It's like they were saying, just because something bad happened somewhere else or a long time ago doesn't mean it's automatically relevant to this particular case. You mentioned an analogy the court used to illustrate this point.
Yeah, they had a good one. They said that asking for all this information was like demanding every single speeding ticket issued in Texas to try to prove that a specific car accident at a particular intersection was bound to happen. Basically, they were saying just because both situations involve breaking traffic laws, the fact that people got speeding tickets all over the state doesn't really tell you anything about whether that specific accident was predictable. The link is just too weak.
So Kmart didn't just sit back and complain. They actually took a pretty big legal step, didn't they? They sought what's called mandamus relief from the Supreme Court. That sounds serious. What does that mean?
It is. Mandamus is like a legal Hail Mary, a last resort. It's basically when a higher court tells a lower court to do something specific or to fix a mistake, especially when they've overstepped their bounds. It's not something courts grant very often. Usually, you have to wait for the trial to be over and then appeal if you think something went wrong. But when the trial court's decision is so clearly wrong and there's no other way to fix it, like in this case, being forced to go through this massive, irrelevant discovery process, then you can ask for mandamus relief as a sort of emergency measure. Kmart argued that the trial court's order forcing them to comply with these ridiculous requests was one of those situations where they needed this kind of intervention.
And in the end, the Texas Supreme Court sided with Kmart. This case really set a precedent, showing the limits of legal discovery. What are the biggest takeaways from the Supreme Court's decision?
Well, the Supreme Court basically came down hard on the side of Kmart, making it crystal clear that discovery has its limits. They really emphasize that trial courts can't just let parties go on these wild fishing expeditions. They even said, and I'm quoting directly here, "We reject the notion that any discovery device can be used to fish."
They weren't messing around. So the court really didn't like this whole fishing expedition idea. They were basically saying Thompson's requests weren't a legitimate attempt to find specific relevant evidence. It was more like they were just throwing out a massive net and hoping to catch something incriminating, regardless of whether it had anything to do with the actual incident.
Right. The court specifically called out those interrogatories asking about all criminal activities statewide and nationwide, saying they were excessively broad. They weren't focused enough on the incident and the accusations of bad security at that specific Kmart in Lufkin. On top of that, they reminded everyone how important it is to protect attorney work product and said the trial court made a mistake by not excluding it from the document requests right from the get-go.
Okay, so this isn't just some random legal technicality. This case has some pretty big implications for how legal discovery works in Texas, and maybe even beyond. Why should someone listening to this, even if they're not involved in this kind of lawsuit, care about Kmart v. Sanderson?
It's all about fairness and efficiency in the legal system, which affects everyone. Kmart v. Sanderson is a great example of the fact that While discovery is a crucial tool to gather evidence and make sure everyone's on a level playing field, it's not a blank check to demand anything and everything. There have to be limits to stop people from abusing the system and to keep things from getting out of hand.
It's about preventing one side from just drowning the other side in paperwork and irrelevant information, right?
Exactly. Practically speaking, this case tells lawyers they have to be smart and specific in their requests during discovery. Focus on what's truly relevant to the case at hand. That keeps things efficient for everyone and stops the other side from having to dig up mountains of information that doesn't matter in the end. It's about quality over quantity.
And it shows how higher courts, like the Texas Supreme Court, have an important role in keeping an eye on things. The fact that Kmart could go to the Supreme Court for a mandamus relief means there are safety nets in the legal system to prevent things from getting out of control.
Totally. Appellate courts usually give trial courts some leeway on discovery matters, but Kmart v. Sanderson shows that when a trial court makes a really bad call and there's no other way to fix it, the Supreme Court is willing to step in and set things right. That's a big deal because it prevents abusive discovery practices that could really mess up the legal process.
To sum it all up, what's the key takeaway from this deep dive into Kmart v. Sanderson?
The main takeaway here is that discovery in a lawsuit is not a free-for-all. It needs to be focused, relevant to the case, and it shouldn't unfairly burden the other side. The case reaffirms the importance of protecting attorney work product and says you can't just ask for a ton of stuff hoping something useful will turn up. It reminds everyone that there needs to be a balance between getting the information you need and making sure the process is fair and efficient.
That's really clear and helpful. Makes you think about how this idea of balancing access to information with protecting people from overreach isn't just limited to legal discovery. It comes up all the time, whether it's in government investigations, journalism, or even just when we're researching something on our own. It raises questions about the ethical side of seeking information and how we can get what we need without putting unfair burdens on others. Food for thought. Thanks for exploring this case with me today.
My pleasure. It's a case that still matters today, as you can see.
That's all for this episode of The Deep Dive. We'll see you next time, where we'll delve into another fascinating legal case.
Until then, keep learning.
And keep diving deep.
And keep those boundaries in mind.
Absolutely. See y'all soon.
Bye, everyone.